From NPR and WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley. It's Here and Now. The Trump administration has granted the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei another reprieve today. The Commerce Department is renewing a license so that Huawei can buy supplies from U.S. companies for another 90 days. The administration blacklisted Huawei back in May because of concerns that China might use the company's networking equipment to spy on other countries and companies. But Huawei does a lot of business in the U.S. and has an important bargaining chip in the Trump administration's trade negotiations with China. Let's get the latest from Claire Sebastian, business analyst for CNN. She joins us now. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Tanya.
So Huawei is still on the blacklist, and the U.S. is expanding it to cover more Huawei affiliates, as well as renewing the temporary license. Claire, can you explain what's happening?
Yeah, the whole situation around Huawei, Tanya, is actually, it's pretty confused. It's pretty hard to understand, partly because we've been hearing some mixed messages from the administration itself. President Trump saying over the weekend that he really wasn't keen on you know, continuing to do business with them. And then today we get the announcement from the Commerce Department that they're renewing the license so that, you know, companies on a limited basis can continue to buy supplies or sell their supplies to Huawei. That ban came in May. They now have until mid-November. Now, they also did another thing, which was that they added 46 Huawei affiliates to the entity list, meaning that the export ban applies to them too. So giving with one hand, taking with the other. Secretary Ross saying today that this was designed to help rural wireless carriers in the U.S. Have a bit more time to wean themselves off Huawei equipment and generally to minimize disruption to U.S. businesses. That's the line that they're sticking with.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit more. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross was on Fox Business this morning discussing the announcement. Here's what he said.
Some of the rural companies are dependent on Huawei, so we're giving them a little more time to wean themselves off.
Claire, why are rural telecoms more dependent on Huawei?
So the real issue here is cost when it comes to Huawei's equipment, which supports wireless networks. According to the Rural Wireless Association, which is the industry group that covers these rural carriers, it's up to 40% cheaper to use Huawei equipment. And apparently it could cost as much as $1 billion to switch it out. So the background here is, of course, that there are big parts of the U.S. that aren't covered by the major wireless carriers. They rely on these smaller rural carriers for whom cost is, of course, a major issue. The Rural Wireless Association says about 25% of their members use equipment either from Huawei or ZTE. So there's a lot of exposure here. And what they call rip and replace costs would be significant across the board. So there's a lot of disruption there. And I think given that, looking at this extra 3 months that they're getting, that's probably not going to be enough for them to wean themselves off this equipment. They may be asking the government for some help.
Over the weekend, President Trump tweeted the U.S. and China are talking with more discussions scheduled for next week. Is this Huawei reprieve going to look like a concession to China, you think?
Well, we had a statement from Huawei today, and they say they don't give that impression at all. They say that this adding of the 46 extra subsidiaries is politically motivated. It has nothing to do with national security. And they said that even the extension of the temporary general license won't have a substantial impact on Huawei's business. But I think if you look at the broader context, the fact that the Trump administration is now delaying some of those tariffs to December, that was announced last week, take this decision today to extend the reprieve. I think possibly part of this is to try and bring China to the table slightly more in the mood for compromise than they would otherwise have been.
A lot of moving parts. Thank you for this. CNN business analyst Claire Sebastian. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.